very disappointing where we came out. Obviously, got to be better in a lot of areas to give ourselves a chance to win games. So, got to get back, clean it up this week, and get ready to go for Jacksonville at home.
Shane, how do you explain that defensive performance given the stakes of this game?
Yeah, we got to be better. That starts with me. Got to be better. Bottom line, we can't give up that many yards. They scored a lot of points. Went up and down the field. We got to get that cleaned up in a hurry. Our defense played great last week, and then this week, got to be better. It starts with me. Bottom line.
Shane, Lou talked a lot about not wanting to have linebackers in coverage, wanting to have defensive backs. It feels like, I know you had injuries in the corner, but it feels like there's been a lot of linebackers in coverage, maybe not as much time. Do you know what's gone into that? Is it just the injuries in the corner?
Yeah, I think Lou goes through his matchups every week and looks at certain things that he feels gives us the best chance. And that's how we go from there with the personnel stuff.
Do you feel like the defensive plan was sound tonight, or are there any second guesses about how you attack?
Well, I think give credit to San Francisco. They did a good job, but yeah, we got to be better. Bottom line is we got to be better. We got to clean those things up, coverage, rush, all the stuff. It all ties in together.
It's way more complicated than this, but how does the defense go into Seattle last week, hold them out of the end zone, and then this week couldn't get a stop when you needed one the whole game?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, obviously, like I said, things got to get cleaned up. It's the National Football League, and we got to be at our A game every week. You know, you can't have 1 week where it's this and it's that. You got to come out ready to play, you know, every single week.
What did you think of the way Phil performed in the second game back?
I thought he played really good. I think he just had the one play at the end, but I thought he was on fire all game. He managed the offense at the line of scrimmage, did some no-huddle stuff with them, getting his down to the right place, through to the right spots every time. Obviously, just had the one play there at the end, but overall, I think it was really solid.
The run game, I think JT had 2.9 yards per carry there in the game. I know you guys are missing a bunch of offensive linemen. Is it just that offensive lineman injury starting to catch up with you guys, or what did you see?
No, I think, obviously credit to San Francisco and what they did defensively with some of the runs. Obviously, we threw it there a little bit early in the no-huddle, getting, the points there, and felt good about that. Phil was operating at a high level, and so that's just kind of what went into it.
Why do you think that Andrews has struggled the last month or so?
I don't know. We got to look into that. Obviously, we got to win one-on-one matchups as we get going. Every game, that's it. This game's about one-on-ones and winning the game within the game. And keep working those, pass rush stuff and practice so they can come to life, on Sundays and Monday nights.
You're in a tough spot at corner, obviously, but just what's your assessment there with what you got out there?
Yeah, I think those guys are battling like crazy. They're right there. They're right there. We just got to get the ball out. They're right there and covered. We've got to get the ball out. Don't get the PBUs.
Team lost five in a row, six of the last seven. What do you tell them when it's not over, but it looks bleak right now?
Yeah, I told those guys in there, we signed up for 17 of these things, and we got a division opponent, and we're not out of this thing. Until they tell us we're done, we're freaking fighting like crazy. And so we're going to come back in this week, get ready to work, and be ready to go for Jacksonville at home.
Shane, you've been here for 3 years. Why do you think your team, at least up until this point, hasn't been able to win some of these games later in the season?
Something I got to look at. Obviously, we got to find ways to win, especially in November and December. That's where you win games, and that's where you make the playoffs. So we got to do a better job, and I have to do a better job.
Just how do you sum up just where you were just a month and a half ago to now? Can you put that into context?
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, this league will throw you curveballs and sideways punches, and you've got to freaking battle like crazy, and you're going to hit adversity in this league, and you got to stay steady through it all. That's what it is. You got to keep fighting like crazy no matter what happens, and you got to finish strong no matter what the circumstances are. You go from there.
Consider the injuries you all had at quarterback. Is there any consideration to looking at a guy like Jalen Jones more?
Yeah, I think obviously he comes in and has some matchups and third down coverage and all those things, but we look at those week to week.
Okay, thanks, guys.